The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, Dolphins quarterback Tua Tagovailoa there after Miami's win over the Rams. We're going to head back to L.A. on the Toyota of Hollywood Hotline. Shop hundreds of Toyotas indoors, one of America's largest showrooms at Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. That's where Omar Kelly is situated here this morning. Omar, how are things in L.A., my friend?
Good morning. Early wake up.
Yes, sir.
It's West Coast been good to me, so I'm not necessarily a fan of L.A., but the West Coast was an enjoyable experience because they walked away with a W that makes the season more meaningful.
All right, well, I know we'll get you in studio later this week. We'll find out more about your trip, but I just want to jump into this game real quick here with you. And clearly the defense, the stars of that performance last night, as they were able to hold the Rams out of touchdown. Omar, they did everything in that game possible last night to keep it alive for the offense, who delivered just enough. But, boy, there were some great performances on defense.
Oh, definitely. You know, that's a game. We want to judge the last two performances that the defense had, where they pretty much cost the team victories against Arizona and against Buffalo. But in fairness to that unit, they had been without a couple of starters. Kader Cole wasn't out there. They hadn't had Zach Sealer. Javon Holland wasn't out there. And they all three of them were back in the defense last night. And you could see the difference. You know, Miami had been one of the more successful teams on third down defense all season. Even during the stretch when Tua was out, they've been a top, if not the number one unit on third down defense all season. That's what made the defense respectable. And they showed that against the Rams, and really, you know, made them uncomfortable, created turnovers, tightened up in the red zone, made touchdown opportunities turn into field goals, and that's pretty much why they won the game.
Yeah, absolutely. I thought, Omar, the offense left a lot of points out there last night, though, and clearly Tua made some mistakes, to say the least, holding on to the football a little bit too much. He lunges in there head first to try to stop a guy who had picked him off. I just thought offensively they left a lot out there, man. I don't know what happened from week to week here, but that was not a good offensive performance overall by Miami last night.
It wasn't a good offensive performance, but I'm not going to put the blame on Tua, and here's the reason why. The offensive line got manhandled in so many different regards. The run game, 60 yards, that's not what this offensive line produces. That's not consistent with what they've done all season. And then pressure. Tua was under constant pressure, and yes, he did what he normally does, which is try to extend plays and buy time and evade pressure. The interception, now that was certainly a bad play, but I can't fault him for making a football play and trying to stop the returner. I mean, he basically was the last line of defense, and all his teammates couldn't get him, and so Tua tried to take him out from the legs. Now, unfortunately, you know, that put his head at risk, but as Tua said last night, you know, you have to play instinctively. And if you think about head injuries and you think about what happened in the past and you worry about the concussions, you're not gonna be a very good football player.
I agree with you that, like, there are football plays, but Omar, you know, he did the interview with Jeff before the game, and he was talking about, I got to play smarter, I got to be available for my team. He took a lot of shots last night, and you know, part of that is holding on to the football too long, right? But I don't know, man. He is very fragile, and last night he got knocked around.
Yeah, and he's playing the way that he normally plays, and if there's one criticism of him, it's him trying to extend plays too long. But it wasn't as if he was holding on to the ball too long. No, the pressure was just coming. The offensive line really struggled against the Rams, and it was a little bit surprising. I talked to Teron Armstead after the game, and he said one thing. He was like, man, they are beasts. I would agree with that because the Rams, they were coming. They were a force. Now, certainly Miami didn't have their best offensive line on the field. They didn't have Austin Jackson out there. But Kendall Lamb has proven that he's a very respectable starter. Then also they lost Robert Jones, and not only did Rob give up a sack, but Lester Cotton also gave up a sack. So these are issues that the Dolphins are going to have to fix. Hopefully, at some point, Isaiah Wynn gets his window opened up and is able to come back and begin practicing. Because right now, I'm not sure that this offensive line holds up with Lester Cotton as a starter.
First of all, Omar, I'd like to thank you for getting up at 5:45 your time to join us here on the Joe Rose Show. That means a lot to me, by the way.
Always for you, Dan. And Danny, too. Throw him in there as well.
Thank you, Omar.
And I know a lot of people are criticizing Tua for holding the ball. The coverage, actually, I watched the coverage last night. It was actually very good from the Rams. I think that was part of it. But I want to get to a deeper problem. This year, we have felt very underwhelmed. Jalen Waddle and Tyreek Hill. The targets, the numbers, they have been way down. I mean, even the announcers are saying last night, like, oh, my goodness, you know, Tyreek Hill's having the worst year of his career statistically. Is this something maybe... whether it's coverage, whether it's scheme, is this something we can expect? Maybe that these numbers are just going to be down for guys like Tyreek Hill and Jalen Waddle for the rest of the year?
I think so. I can't say that teams have caught up to the way the Miami Dolphins run their offense, but right now both receivers are struggling to get off press. People are stacking the middle of the field. They're giving cloud coverage over the top. And primarily when they're not at home and they can't get open, because you haven't seen as much cheap motion as you have in past years. And a lot of that has to do with they do their best cheap motion when they're at home, when they don't have to work on a silent cadence. The one thing that Tua is doing is he's spreading the ball out more. I believe past two games, he's gotten the ball to 8 different targets. And that's benefited the offense. Jonnu Smith is stepping up, and he's becoming a primary weapon for this offense. And then something that I didn't expect, which was Malik Washington, becomes a major factor in this offense. Like, you know, hey, rookie starts his first game and scores his first touchdown on the end around. That's promising. And as Malik said last night, it's a ton of work that he's put in to get to that point. Because I got to tell you, that kid was not impressive to me during training camp, and I'm glad to see that he's starting to shine bright right now.
All right, Omar, we'll let you run on this one here. How do you see things shaking out next couple of weeks? You got the easy ones coming up, and we keep calling them the easy ones. I don't know how easy anything's going to be here at this point, but Raiders and Pats, 1 o'clockers here in Miami. God, those are pretty winnable games, right?
They should be, but this is a team that they can beat themselves as well. They can beat themselves very easily. They've got to get a little bit healthier, and they got to take care of business. And I think that they will, and basically put themselves in the mix heading into that Thanksgiving game in Green Bay. But to do that, you got to continue to cross your T's and dot your I's. And this is a team that has very little margin for error. So hopefully they're locked in and they're focused. And the leaders of the team say that they are. And I have no reason to believe them. But, you know, it all comes down to execution on Sundays.
Omar, thank you for the time. How's the travel back looking? Everything lining up okay for you?
I got a direct flight, so hopefully no mechanical errors, and I jump on that plane, and then I'm in the air for the entire day.
Yeah, watch out for that L.A. traffic.
Oh, I stayed at the airport just to avoid the L.A. traffic, but literally, it's L.A. traffic is the worst, and the airport is the worst.
Just don't end up standing up, you know, outside the airport with your luggage waiting on someone to just grab it from you, all right?
Thanks. I appreciate it.
No problem.
No more Frontier Airlines. And actually, I just carried a check on, so I'm good to go.
There you go. That's the way to do it. All right. Good job, Omar. We'll see you. What are we going to see you tomorrow?
Yeah, sure.
All right. I'll check in with you later. Thanks, Omar. Appreciate it. All right. Omar Kelly from the Miami Herald. You can find his work, and he'll probably be with us tomorrow in studio.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.